In real life, Nathan's quite fluffy.
That's not talking about.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I have hairy legs.
Okay, in real life, I pretty much shave everything except the hair on my head. I don't think hair on my head.
No. Okay, how about your Sona? Your Sona's fluffy.
My Sona's quite fluffy, too.
I just answered that. Talk about when I get out the shower.
Your Sona gets out the shower?
She showers, yeah. She's not nasty.
I don't think about things like that.
Me neither. Oh, you walk up to my Sona and there's cum stains in it. I'm joking.
No, because it's inside.
Yeah, you can't let that go to waste.
If you had $1 million, what would you do with it? Nathan.
Hey, wait a second. Why are you reading? No, I'm reading the questions.
I told you.
No.
He's reading the questions.
I'm reading the questions. Yeah. We agreed on this ahead of time.
All of them?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I'm reading all of them because I have it right here.
You got $1 million.
Before you did. If you two were offered
$100.
Okay, yes. Okay. If you had $1 million, what would you do with it? Oh, gosh, there's so many things I could do with it. I could buy dildos. I could buy Bad Dragon dildos. No, okay. On a serious matter, though. On a serious matter. I've got to make the jokes just because this is already an 18-plus stream. I can make those jokes.
It's okay. Go for it.
I feel horrible for making those jokes now.
Don't feel horrible. It's okay. We're furries.
You'll make you feel better?
No.
I would do Nathan.
For $1 million?
Yeah.
Is that what it takes? I'm offended.
That's it. That's it.
Really. What's that mean?
Okay. Let me answer the question.
Let him answer the question.
Okay. First of all, there's let me see if I can find it real quick. There's this one Wacom product. It's not the Bamboo series. It's in another series of theirs, and it's really cool. It's like this large tablet, and it's got a screen on it that you draw directly on. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Is it the Cintiq? I think it's the Cintiq. Yeah, it's the Cintiq. Cintiq. Let me find it. Yeah, the very cheapest one, if I remember correctly, is like $1,000. No, that's one of the bigger ones. That's like $3,700 for the Cintiq 24 HD Touch. For the Cintiq 12WX, which is the smallest, cheapest one, if I'm correct, it is $1,000. So those are really expensive. So I would never have one of those in a very, very, very long time because I'm a broke college wolfie. I would also like to get a four-wheeler because I love riding four-wheelers.
I fix it for buddy.
I would get a custom guitar, like Gibson Explorer body with a reversed, what's the brand? ESP headstock. I'd get strap locks on it. Maybe some Seymour Duncan blackouts as the.
I thought you were about to say Seaman.
I'd get Seaman. I would get probably PV 6555 plus, I think is the name. Tube half stack, you know, good for metal. And maybe anything else I could think of, but right now I can't think of anything else. Gail?
I have absolutely no clue what I would do with $1 million because I've never owned that much money and I'll probably never make that much money.
And by the way, everything I stated probably would be less than $1 million still.
I'd travel. I think I would go places. I like to see interesting things. I love to hike. I'm an outdoors person at heart.
Would you take your pet with you?
Of course I would.
Yay!
And I would buy my pet like a new collar for every single time. Because I have $1 million. I would also like to replace my vehicle.
I didn't even think about that. My car looks worse than yours does.
You know, I have a nice my car's not bad. And I've put quite a lot of money and time into it, but yeah, it looks like crap. Even though it runs really well. So I think a new car, and I'd pay off the rest of my education for sure.
Yeah, and for me, I'd have to throw in a new car and a new bicycle. We were just working on my bike today. Turns out the rims are bent out of shape, so we got the back brake working properly. Even though it kind of scrapes a little bit when riding it somewhat. The front brake, though, we couldn't get working at all, so we just pulled it off. yeah, good times.
What would you do with $1 million, Scary?
A lot of things and people.
You whore.
I'm not a whore.
You whore.
It's only one person.
No, she's not making money. She's paying other people.
That's true.
Which is a little bit desperate.
Yeah.
Desperate.
You sex addict?
Okay,
that's the most accurate term I can think of right now since she's not a whore.
Okay, anyway,
she's
going.
A slut, either way.
I'd probably pay off my student loan, because that would definitely need to get paid off. Of course, for my education. Definitely get a car, there's no car thing.
You need to get a license too.
Yeah.
That as well.
I will let you
use
my vehicle.
$1 million, I will buy a license.
I will let you go take the driver's test in my car if you pass the written test. For real.
This is sad. I almost failed the written test. I had one question left to miss.
Me too.
I would have failed it. But I passed it. That's pretty sad. In my opinion,
the first time I took that
failed. The driving test is so easy.
Oh, it is.
It's pull out of a parking spot. Drive around the mall once, Clark.
I can't parallel park.
And if you have a DMV like mine, you have to pay attention because there's a one-way sign in the parking lot.
Oh my god.
Don't drive the wrong way in the parking lot.
Yeah, don't drive the wrong way in the parking lot. Because as soon as you pull out, if you turn the wrong way as soon as you pull out of the parking spot, you fail. Fortunately, I knew better, because I'd heard about that before, and I saw the sign.
Anyway,
next question? You can just tell me next question
yeah.
if you're ready. If you two had to date one another, wraps my arm around Gail, nuzzles him.
Is that creepy enough? Love, yes.
Okay. If you two had to date one another as if you were in love, what would you do? Quiet movie night? Romantic dinner? Constant fights until breakup.
I am actually a romantic, believe it or not, despite all of my sex jokes. I love to take people out to dinner. I absolutely love to do it. It's a lot of fun, and the best conversations and the best times are always over a good meal. And I feel like dinner... And a movie, maybe a movie. I would be a movie at home though. I don't like theaters. I feel like theaters are not good. A good movie, cuddle up on the couch, on the bed,
popcorn.
Or whatever. Popcorn.
Yes.
Feed each other popcorn.
Covered up. Like get on the lazy boy. Share a lazy boy. Get covered up and cuddled up under a blanket.
I am a cuddle bug, and
he cuddles very well. I dare say, if we were to be in a relationship, we'd get along quite well because I'm quite the sucker for romantic stuff. Like, if I were, like, a guy got on his knees and asked me to marry him, I'd be like, oh, my God. That would just, I'd love that. She's pointing out in the audio file, like, we're sitting here watching the recording, and she was looking at the waveform, and she said it looked like a penis.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm a real sucker for the romantic stuff, too.
How about?
So, quiet movie night, yeah, that'd be nice.
If you had to date me or with... Wiz is gay. So
no constant fights. So I don't think we'd have constant fights.
What I have planned? No, I'm kidding.
Constant fights until breakup for Scurry.
No!
You know it. You're too emotional. Sorry.
Because you're an asshole.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, you do not are. You like them. Let's see here. I'd probably do both. I mean, as... all three of us, I guess we're all sucker for romantics. I mean, you could just say things a certain romantic way and just automatically just melt your heart. Now, as far as movies goes, I'm not really picky on it. I watch anything pretty much. Yes, including porn.
But I wouldn't want to sit romantically to watch a porn movie. That wouldn't be too romantic.
I just meant in movies.
No, wait, so we're romantically creating a porn movie.
Romantically. We can create a porn movie romantically, yes.
Let's watch a porn movie and then act on it. And show our partner what we've learned.
For being romantic, I'd rather just...
Sounds like your class last year.
Just a normal movie.
It sounds like her class last year. She had to take this sex ed class, basically. Except for it was like, let's watch porn and then analyze it.
Fun.
I was like,
You wanted that class, didn't you?
That was such a cool class. Her book is full of all kinds of awesome things. Like the textbook.
They teach you how to masturbate.
That's nice.
That's interesting.
Crazy.
Anyway, what was the question? Oh, yeah, sucker for romantics.
Yeah, the question was, what would we do if we were dating each other?
Yeah, so that's it. We'd probably be, I don't know, I think it would be a cute couple. too bad we're both taken.
Yeah.
Actually, all three of us are taken.
You're saying that as if it's a bad thing we have to know. I love my partner.
Speaking of which, that's related to a question later. Anyway.
I love my
Yes!
I know no, you do. I will you're not break... Don't ask me again. I will not break up with him for you. I'm sorry.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did. Remember?
No.
I'm joking. He didn't do that. Don't worry, Candy. He didn't. He didn't ask me to break up with Knight to go out with him.
I told you he's an asshole.
Yeah, I'm such an asshole. All right, what's the next question, now that we're rambling?
Okay. Hold a staying contest between you two. Who won?
Oops, I lost. I'm joking.
I'd rather not waste time just sitting here with silence, so maybe we'll do that later and get back to you. I hope you don't mind. If you two were offered $100 and you had to share, but it was to be spread at least 60-40, what would you do?
I'd punch Nathan in the nose and take it all. Actually, that wouldn't be sharing, so I'd leave him $1.
Hope
that pays for your nose to be fixed.
I think I would let him have the 60. I buy him food anyway. So.
I'd actually feel really guilty for that, because as you just said, you do buy me food anyway, so I'd have to pay you that. Because I don't feel like it's even.
It doesn't have to be, Ethan. I like giving.
I know, but that makes me feel bad. That's not how I was raised. I was raised, you know, not to just take stuff from people.
You Southerners.
Okay. So, when it's 1640, do you have to give the one or the other?
It said at least 60-40.
Oh, at least 60-40.
So it has to be uneven.
Okay, I'll keep 99 and give Nathan the dollar. And then I'll use the rest of 99, and then I'll take him out and just spend the 99 on him.
And if it was sharing with me?
But you get nothing.
That's mean.
You would get the same thing with him, except for I'd probably be 20 and then use the other 80.
And if it was a threesome?
I guess we could just split it evenly. I don't care about the money.
It'd be like 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 34, bitches!
Oh my god, that's so
mean. I'm joking.
Wow.
Just whenever I get money.
The subby has been rather dumb lately. Anyway.
I'm joking,
next question.
Though, I wouldn't actually do this, the difference.
Next question!
Why?
Oh my gosh.
You're turning me into
that
me.
That was a big sound wave.
What?
You're turning me into me. Very dummy, but when it comes to sexual things, you're very submissive.
Anyway.
Well, usually my dummy stuff's just joking.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's fun to joke around.
Next question.
Apples or oranges? I like them both. It depends on what kind of apple and what kind of orange. Like, blood oranges are delicious.
What the fuck?
You've never heard of a blood orange?
No.
They're red on the inside, which is why they're called a blood orange. They are the best orange.
I've never had.
They are delicious.
Fresh. Like, I have a great-grandmother. Lived in Florida, and she owned like this property with tons and tons of orange trees, and they were delicious.
Now on the apple side, I like Fuji apples. Now which would I like better? That's a hard question. You're comparing apples and oranges. I mean,
yeah,
really. if you handed me my favorite apple and my favorite orange and I ate them both, then maybe I could tell you. But right now, I cannot pick between them. They're both. Good
it just depends
you.
On my mood.
I like both.
Completely
of them.
Depends on my mood.
I agree.
I like oranges. I like fresh oranges, though, I gotta admit.
Apples?
You're an apple person, Scurry?
You know, like orange?
I like oranges, but they're only the ones that are sweet. I don't like it till your mouth just turns inside out from the sourness.
Oranges aren't sour.
I've had a sour orange before.
Darn it, you were eating the orange lemon.
Anyway,
I don't know if there's such a thing as the orange lemon, but whatever. Which flies best, pie or cake? What do you mean by flies is my question? Answer it now!
How can you...
No, let him answer.
How far can you throw each one?
Okay, now, pie I could not throw very far. It would land in my mouth before it goes too far. Cake, it could go a fair ways unless it was like cheesecake, you know.
Cheesecake
oh
is a pie.
God, I love it.
So cheesecake wouldn't go
far
anyway.
I have to agree, pie would not fly very far before it ended up in my mouth.
I love
especially if it was
key lime pie. Key lime pie.
Speaking
is
of cakes, you still owe me that sorry I came in your eye cake.
No, you're the one that came
in. How far
in my
was
eye,
that far?
Okay.
As far as your cum?
And don't use the opposite day.
It was an opposite day. It was opposite day. Anyway. I think we all agree that pie would not fly very far and cake would fly much farther. Can we agree on that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I'm hungry for pie now. Can we go to Walmart after this?
Maybe Kroger.
Are you serious?
I'm getting hungry.
What are your favorite drinks? Tequila! No, I'm kidding.
Let's see. My favorite drinks. Now, my three favorite sodas would be Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, and Coca-Cola. I also really like Monster. Personally, usually I just like the just original, just the green colored, you know, Monster. However, recently, or actually it wasn't too recently, it was the first time I went to visit Mom, so that was like a couple of months ago, I guess. I tried the Monster Rehabs. It was the tea and orangeade flavor. I must say it's very good. They're non-carbonated, but they've got really good flavor. So I like that. I'm a Southern boy. I like sweet tea. I love milk, especially with Oreos or fresh cookies of any kind, actually. That's about it, I guess. That's my favorites.
Barks root beer and sweet tea, probably my favorite. Good old chocolate milk is always on the top of my list. So good. A few other random off-brand sodas. Like there's a Kroger
Blue
Raspberry soda. It's really good. I like it. And it's cheap.
Or like the Red Pop.
Cheap makes everything.
Red cream soda. Oh, I love red cream soda. So yeah.
Actually, it's free. That makes everything better. Not cheap. But that helps too.
So what about you, Scary?
Alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Non-alcoholic.
Technically, you're too young to drink.
You're too young to drink.
Okay, now we're gonna talk about virgin drinks now. Pina coladas.
Oh, I've actually never had a virgin.
Do you like pina coladas?
Maybe you'll have to get me one to try sometime or something.
It's so good. And margaritas. I can't find them anywhere around here, but the purple Rippets.
Tequila!
Rippets an energy drink. They don't sell it here, but I mean, they do everywhere else.
Rippet?
I've tried several energy drinks, and personally, nothing tops Monster.
I can't drink Monster. Every time I drink Monster, I get sick.
Red Bull is Red Bull piss. It tastes disgusting.
I've never had it.
I agree.
A few of the other ones taste pretty good, but not as Monster. Sorry.
I'll tell you one random thing, though. Yes. They're all going to be like, oh my god, how could you not? Yes, I'm from Victoria, Mississippi, and I don't like tea.
Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Mwah, mwah. Yeah, she's a loser.
Okay. Loser.
Is that all your favorite drinks?
Yeah, I guess.
Can Nathan be one?
It's my favorite drink too. My favorite drink is Nathan's cum.
I drink it straight from the tap.
Okay, I'm just joking about that.
I'm not.
I would tap that.
No, you're a bottom. You can't
I know.
Tap
I was joking.
Okay.
I said,
where'd you look?
Don't make me repeat that. Stop, and I'll go. Okay? Thank you. Where would you like to go on holiday? Why? Where would I like to go on holiday? I really don't care. Somewhere where I'll have fun. I'd preferably be somewhere I can go with my friends, I guess.
I want to go backpacking in Alaska.
Preferably. I didn't answer my why. Because it's fun. Okay, go.
Because I really want to go to Alaska before the government kills it by drilling it. Before the government destroys Alaska, I want to go there, you know, because it's really pretty and not covered in smog.
Alaska!
And I'm a nature boy. I love nature. Okay, stop growling.
There's
this is going to sound really corny, but Alaska. If I had to go somewhere for a holiday, I'd rather go to Nathan's house.
Well, she was there for
you
part of summer.
You're obsessed with him.
He's
my master,
house.
And I'm not obsessed with him.
Dude, his house gives you a sense of unity and,
like, his parents
comfort.
Are
kind of
cool.
She's a creeper.
That's why I've always...
It's got to speed off.
No.
That's why I've always told him I was out of my family, because, I mean, his family treats you like...
We gotta bleep that out, that cut his feet off thing out, because that might get sued for copyright violation.
Who knows where they got that sample?
Exactly.
I doubt it's violating anything.
Yeah, most likely not.
Okay.
Next drink.
Next drink?
Next drink.
Yeah, are you drunk?
Run to.
I swear to drunk, I'm not God.
Okay. Anyway, who would win, ninjas or robots? That's a stupid question. What kind of person are you?
Ninjas.
Ninjas always win.
Ninjas.
Ninja.
Okay. Now you're gonna get super comfy. Now we're gonna get sued.
Because I'm blending in just like a pine tree. Tree.
Okay. Next question.
I don't think that's copyrighted.
No, it's not. Nick Higgett doesn't mind.
Yeah. If you had the choice to become furry in real life, what would you do? Would you like? Would you do it if? Why'd you lick me? Stop. Okay. Would you do it if it affected everyone else too? Well, technically speaking, I am furry in real life. I'm just not an anthropomorph. Would I do it? That's a hard question.
It's pretty hard. I mean,
Hell yes! Oh, wow, I sound southern there. Hell yes!
But I couldn't bang a dragon.
Hell yeah! Turn it up! Okay, that is copyrighted. How about you? Would you do it?
What?
Turn into your Sona.
And I'll actually answer the question once you're done, since I'm typing up the bias.
Do the rule of physics still apply?
Yeah, you could be an anthro, but yes, physics still apply. You cannot take a cock bigger than your body into you. Physics apply.
I still take you?
Now, speaking of that, if you did into your Sona, you'd have to have realistically proportioned cock. I know in the furry fandom, the cocks are always drawn bigger than proportionally accurate, but, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as if I would or not, I guess it depends on how I would be treated if I were, you know? Now, if they treated me just like they treat me anyway, then sure, that'd be pretty nice. That'd be pretty cool.
I'd go feral.
Why are you pulling down your shirt? I don't want to see your breasts.
I'm sorry, I got hair in my bra. It's like this. I got a hair in my bra.
Just don't show up. Looking.
I have to flip my bra inside out to get it out.
Okay.
Thank you for revealing that. I'm gay. You're burning my eyes.
Look.
Okay.
Next question.
Yeah, I guess that's about it. I mean, if they treated me like they do already, if they didn't treat me any different
I would be a feral fucking dragon. I would burn their head off.
I'd be the anthropomorphic wolfie.
I would want to do a change in
with the long pretty hair. I'm trying to grow out my hair anyway right now. That might take a while, we'll see. Okay, next question. What is the biggest